Viterbo Indoor College. Men's basketball on the way shortly. The Viterbo V-Hawks are 8-5 this year, 1-0 in the North Star Athletic Association. V-Hawks beat Northwestern November 20 in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Beat Waldorf on December 3rd in their only North Star League game. V-Hawks have played a schedule heavy on NCAA Division III opponents and have gone 4-2 against NAIA teams. Wayne Wagner's 20th team played Wartburg earlier this season and lost 71-54 to the Knights 1 week before Dort College faced that Waverly, Iowa team. The V-Hawks are scoring 74.9 points per game, allow 72.7. On rebounding teams, 36.5 to 35.8. They're converting 46.3% of their field goals. Jason Tichy is good for 15.8 points per game on 32 made three-point shots, and he makes 37.2% of his three-point tries. Kate Anderson is good for 11.2 points per game and is the leading rebounder with an 8.2 average. Jake Schrokenthaler is scoring 11.1 points per game off of the bench, and Josiah Burton is good for 10.4 points per game. For the Dort College men, they are 10-5 this season, 4-4 in GPAC play. Defenders have league losses to Northwestern, Jamestown, Briarcliff, and Morningside. They bounce back from three straight losses to win a pair before Christmas over Hastings and Midland. Dort's outscoring teams 82.1 to 77.4. They out-rebound teams 41.9 to 36.3. Dort College has shot 45.7% from the field and allowed teams to make 43.4%. Jesse Jansma is scoring 13.8 points per game and has made a team-high 27 three-point shots. Garrett Franken is scoring 13.5 points per game with 7.7 rebounds. Chad Barkema and Josh Van Langen have scored 12.1 and 11.8 points per game respectively and take in 5.7 and 5.3 rebounds each. Barkema is making 56.9% of his field goal attempts. Zach Bussard is scoring 9.3 points per game with 4.9 rebounds. Alec Henriksen is good for 8.6 points per game. And Ben Gasink is at 7.7. Chandler Brunsting leads the team with 3.5 assists per game. Henriksen has converted 26 three-point shots, one behind Jansma for the team lead. The Dort men beat Midland 83-80 on Saturday, December 15th. Frank and Jansma and Van Langen all scored 18. Barkema had 14. Van Langen grabbed 6 rebounds. Brunsting and Cooper Ross each had 4 assists. Viterbo faced Mount Mercy on December 18th. Lost a 102-85 decision with Schrokenthaler scoring 21 off of the bench on 9 of 13 shooting. Anderson scored 17, Tichy added 16. Viterbo was down 46-35 at the half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College Defenders and Viterbo V-Hawks just about set for battle. Let's take a look at the probable starting lineups for both teams. We begin with the Viterbo V-Hawks and coach Wayne Wagner entering his, he is now in his 20th season as head coach at Viterbo, the La Crosse, Wisconsin school. Their probable starting lineup, number two, 6'1 junior from Milwaukee, Tyree Young, averaging 7.6 points per game. Number 25 is Josiah Burton, a 6'3 junior from Milwaukee, averaging 10.4 points per game. Number 33 is Cade Anderson. He's a 6'10 senior from Sparta, Wisconsin, averaging 11.2 points per game. Number 34 is Jason Tichy, a 6'4 senior from Springville, Iowa, averaging 15.8 points per game. And Robert Kunitz is a 6'3 freshman from Kendall, Wisconsin, averaging 2.8 points per game. Player to watch off of the bench, number 32, Jake Schrokenthaler, 6'7 freshman from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. He averages 11.1 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, their probable starting five, number two, Jesse Jansma, 6'4 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 13.8 points per game. Number five, Chad Barkema, 6'5 junior from Sioux Falls, averaging 12.1 points per game. Chandler Brunsting, a 6'1 junior from Hall, averaging 5.3 points per outing. Number 22, Garrett Frank, and a 6'7 sophomore from Atlantic, averaging 13.5 points per game. And number 25, Josh Van Langen, a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 11.8 points per game. Off the bench for Dort College, Alec Henriksen is a 6'2 senior from Spirit Lake, averaging 8.6 points per game. Ben Gasink is a 6'3 sophomore from Sioux Center, averaging 7.7 points per contest. And number 41 is Zach Bussard, a 6'6 junior from Papillion, averaging 9.3 points per game. Cooper Ross is number one. He's a 5'9 freshman from Carroll, averaging 2.9 points per contest. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with more from the Boltman Center in Orange City right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. The Dort College Defenders and Viterbo V-Hawks set to begin game number two of this four-game day. Following this one will be Northwestern versus Trinity Christian in women's basketball. And then wrapping things up at about 8 o'clock this evening will be Northwestern men facing Friends. That's a school out of Wichita, Kansas. We are just about set for basketball. Opening tip is up and controlled by the defenders. Franken comes out with it. He gets it away to Brunsting, and we are underway with basketball. Dort College in their white jerseys, white shorts, black numbers, and lettering trimmed out in gold. Viterbo in their navy blue jerseys, white numbers trimmed in red. Even an old guy like me can read all the numbers today. Very thankful for those contrasting numbers as I sit up in the balcony here at Northwestern. Right side it goes, Jansma, floater, right hand, missed it, no good, rebound tapped out, and unable to track it down is Barkema. Barkema tried to get to it after Franken tapped it out. Jansen, pretty good look at it from about 8 feet on the right wing, unable to kiss it off of the glass, and here comes Viterbo for the first time. Young with the basketball, he passes off to Burton. Burton gets the return pass, Jezariah. Burton passes it, elbow. Viterbo with the basketball. Six to shoot now for the V-Hawks. V-Hawks very deliberate so far in their first offensive set. Three-pointer missed, rebound cleared by Barkham. A long pass into the front court, Jansen. Jansma, that is, gets it away to Van Langen. High arching fadeaway, shot no good. And the rebound is tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Viterbo. It'll be Dort College basketball. Inbounding the basketball will be Chandler Brunsting. Pass comes over to Franken. Franken gives it up into the corner. Back over to Jansma. Jansma drops it off for Van Langen. Brunsting. Brunsting, open look at a three, rims around and falls through. Chandler Brunsting with a three-point basket. Dort College leads 3-0. 18:30 remaining first half. Viterbo basketball, right side Burton. Burton gets it away to Kunitz. Kunitz comes back over, and he knocks down the straight on three, and we're tied at three. Franken, left side it goes Barkema, man-to-man defense applied here by the V-Hawks. Pass tipped out with it. Three-pointer by Brunsting. Too strong, no good. Rebound tracked down in the corner by Burton. Burton gets it away. Young races to the rim. His layup is good. Five unanswered by Viterbo. Jansma with it at the center jump circle. Jesse in between the circles goes over to Barkema. Barkema back to Jesse. Jesse sets up his three. Too strong, no good. Rebound though long, taken down by Brunsting. Brunsting tries to feed it down low to Van Langen, and the ball is tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Viterbo. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, Cade Anderson, 6'10 senior from Sparta, Wisconsin. He's plugging up the middle. Can afford to play pretty aggressively on the perimeter when you got that 6'11 shot blocker on the back end of the defense. Ball deflected out, taken by Jansma. Jansma, Van Langen, Van Langen, Franken. Franken goes back over to Jansma. Jansma, Barkema, Barkema back over to Jesse. Jesse, three, good. Jesse Jansma, the leading three-point shooter for the defenders, knocks that one down. Dort College leads 6-5. Jansma now with 28 made three-pointers this season. Remember, he missed some games early in the season due to a concussion. That held him out of play for, well, three or four games early on in the year. On the right-hand side, actually four games missed by Jansma. Three-pointer, squaring up is Titchy. Titchy knocks down the three, and the defenders trail 8-6. Out front, Jansma. Jansma, Barkema. Barkema with it on the wing. Barkema back over to Brunsting. Brunsting looking for the ball screen. Declines it. Takes it hard to the basket. And he's fouled on the play by Tyree Young. Brunsting will go to the free throw line to shoot two. They set up a ball screen for his left-hand drive. Instead, he declined it and went with a right hand and was able to get around Tyree Young. Free throw by Brunsting is good. Chandler is a 63% free throw shooter. Makes the first one. He's got another one on the way. Henriksen is in. Barkema is out. This one's up and down as well for Brunsting. So Brunsting, 12 of 18 this season, lifts it up to a 67% success rate from the free throw line this season. Does not get to the free throw line much. Jason Titchy, left-hander, drives, nothing there, comes back out front to Anderson. Anderson to Burton, Burton to Titchy. Titchy is held on the play by Jansma. So Jesse is whistled for the personal foul. It's foul number one on him. Bussard is in, Van Langen is out. We're tied up, not quite 4 minutes into this first half. With the basketball is Tyree Young. Young gets it away to Titchy. Titchy, baseline jumper, missed it, no good. Rebound Brunsting. Brunsting tries to feed it ahead. It's deflected, taken back by Viterbo. Lay-in by Tyree Young after the steal is good. Dort College trails 10-8. Henriksen to Franken. Franken straight on three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Chandler Brunsting. And Viterbo will inbound the basketball. Viterbo with the basketball. Titchy. Titchy comes over to Young. Young out front. Kunitz. Kunitz hit a three earlier. Guarded closely by Frank and balls down on the floor. Henriksen gambles for it. Now Burton has it, and Burton's going to be called for steps. So Burton gets called for steps. The sheriff and his deputies today, Sean Johnston, Jeff Kopecki, and Brent McNerlin. They're the officials for today's contest. Left side pass to Henriksen. Henriksen underneath Buss. Kick out pass, Brunsting. Brunsting lobs it in again for Buss. And Bussard is hit on the play by the reserve post player, Schrokenthaler. Schrokenthaler whistled for the personal. His first. 6'7 freshman from Cottage Grove. He's the player coming off of the bench, averaging 11.1. He's had a couple of games of 20-plus. Fade away by Frank and off the mark, no good, too strong. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. V-Hawks with it. They go back out front to Young. Young with the basketball. Burton. Burton, three, too strong, no good. Rebound saved by Henriksen. Gets it away to Brunsting. Brunsting into the front court. Brunsting, left side pass. It goes Jansma. Franken gives to Bussard. Bussard slices the lane. Right-hand side, layup good. Zach Bussard with his first field goal. We're tied at 10-10. Driving in is Young. Kick out pass out front, Frederiksen. Frederiksen comes back out front to Young. Young feeds it into the lane. It's taken away by Franken. Franken over to Brunsting. Brunsting gets around his player, lays it up with the right hand. No good, but he's fouled on the play. And I believe the foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on, set on Titchy. That's number two on him. That is a costly foul for the leading scorer for Dakota State. A transition foul. Cooper Ross checks in. Brunsting is out. Gaysink is also in the game. Ben with it on the right wing. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Franken. Now Henriksen. Lob pass down low. Bussard. Bussard on the oboe. Zach puts it up in traffic. Shot no good. And the rebound is taken away by Young. Tyree Young with the basketball. Tyree Young gives it up to Fredrickson. Fredrickson back over to Young. Young out front. Polk. Polk. Nothing there. Polk tried the drive. Now they give it to Schrokenthaler. Schrokenthaler pass. Fired over the top. And it's deflected off of Josiah Burton. Burton can't believe it. As it deflects off of his fingertips, according to Sean Johnston. We've had three ties already in this one. We're at our third tie, 10-10. Cooper Ross across half court. Cooper driving in with the right hand, unable to finish. Missed it. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Viterbo. Beehawks coming back the other way. Driving in is Fredrickson. Schrokenthaler misses the three, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Viterbo. It'll be North College basketball. So North College with the basketball, length of the floor in front of them. 10-10 our score. Cooper Ross gets it over to Barkema. Barkema, Gaysink. Gaysink at the top of the key. Ben picks up his dribble over to Henriksen. Henriksen, three from the wing, no good. Rebound taken down by Bussard. Bussard against Schrokenthaler. Bussard puts it up, gets it to go, and Schrokenthaler is going to be called for the personal foul. That's number two on him. Buss will go to the free throw line to try and complete the old-fashioned three-point play. So Bussard will go to the free throw line. He's got 4 points already. And the matchup tonight, probably a little more favorable for Buss, where you got a couple of guys that look like they want to play a little more physically underneath the basket. Bussard, take your chances with him. Pretty athletic big man. Gets the shot to go. He's got five. And the defenders have a 13-10 lead. Matching their biggest lead of the ball game that came on a three-pointer by Chandler Brunsting to start the scoring. Brady Polk with the basketball gives it up. Fredrickson. Fredrickson goes right side. They feed it down low into the lane. Shot is short. But Busser's going to be called for the personal foul. Might be one of those nights where all the post players are dealing with foul trouble. Kate Anderson, 6'10 senior, will go to the free throw line for Viterbo. Free throw for the left-hander is up and good. He's got another one on the way. 53% free throw shooter this season. 24 of 46 this year. Another free throw on the way, trying to make it a one-point game, and he does. So he makes both free throws, does Kate Anderson. And the North College defender lead is 13-12. 12:40 and counting. And an over-and-back violation called against the defenders as Cooper Ross got caught at midcourt, had the ball across the timeline, lost the dribble, then came back and tapped it on the half-court stripe and gets called for the turnover. 12:35 remaining, first half. Viterbo trailing by one with a basketball. Burton sets a ball screen for Clement. Clement, they get it back right side. Fredrickson, three, missed it strong, no good. Rebound taken away by North College and Barkema. Barkema in transition. Barkema puts it up, and it's blocked out of bounds by Anderson. They're going to say it was last touched by Chad Barkema. And Chad, a little bit of disbelief there, but the call stands. 12:08 remaining. No one else had a better angle on it. North College leading by a point. 12 minutes remaining, first half. Fredrickson shakes right, goes left. Now picks up his dribble on the elbow. Pass goes back, left wing. This is Clement. Clement, pass deflected, taken away by Gaysink. Gaysink with the right hand from the left side misses the layup attempt. Under pressure, and the ball deflected out. Last touch by North College on the Fredrickson pass underneath. It's deflected out of bounds. Last touch by North College. It'll be Viterbo basketball, 11:41 remaining in the half. Viterbo to throw it in. Frederickson. Frederickson on the right wing. Frederickson, they pass it over to Burton. Burton gives it into the corner. With it on the left wing is Clement. Clement, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Van Langen. Van Langen will bring it up court himself. Anderson will come out to meet him. They give it off to Gesink. Gesink stripped on the way up. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Viterbo. It'll be Dort College basketball. Pace of this one more to the favor of Viterbo. Viterbo this season is averaging 74.9 points per game. Gesink into the corner. Henriksen. Henriksen three off the mark. No good. Rebound cleared by Viterbo and Frederickson. Frederickson, 5'11", guard out front. They feed it down low. With basketball is Anderson. Anderson, shot no good. Rebound deflected, picked off by Dort College. Van Langen over to Cooper Ross. Reverses, Gesink. Gesink, three-pointer corner, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. Bringing the basketball up is Clement. Clement with it on the right side. They get it back over to Frederickson. Frederickson to Clement. Clement gives it up. Shot from 10, no good by Kunitz. And what do we have? Got a whistle. I think there was a missed shot clock reset, so they blow the play dead. There's 28 seconds on the shot clock now. Dakota State basketball, Viterbo basketball. Dakota State was the women's contest before this one. Frederickson misses the pull-up jumper from 13 feet. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Here's Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and the ball is deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Viterbo. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Viterbo keeps games in the 70s, the low 70s. They have a slight rebounding advantage throughout the season. Van Langen in traffic, shot no good, but his putback is good. And Josh Van Langen gives Dort College a three-point lead at 15-12. 10 minutes remaining here in the first half. Dort College on defense, Viterbo, right-hand side, shot on the way, missed it, no good, too strong, and the ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Viterbo. Frederickson asking for a touch call, but there was none, and the Dort College lead is 15-12, and Dort College has the basketball. Viterbo is converting 46.3% of their field goal attempts. They allow 42.7% success. They're not a great three-point shooting team, nor though do they defend the three-pointer that well. Dort College, Jansma, Brunsting, Van Langen, back to Brunsting, into the corner, Jansma, three-pointer, no. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. Back the other way, driving in, with a left hand, reverse layup, Titchy. Titchy with two fouls, checks back into the game, gets a bucket in transition, 15-14. Jansma, Brunsting, Van Langen. Van Langen out front working against Anderson. Posting up is Barkema. Barkema is going to be called for traveling. So Barkema whistled for the travel. Bussard will check in. Van Langen will check out. Dort College with a 15-14 lead in this low-scoring first half. With the basketball is Tyree Young. Young. Titchy. Three-pointer. Good. Oh, that was Kunitz, not Titchy. His second three. And the defenders trail 17-15. Jansma. Franken. Franken, nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Comes back over to Brunsting. Now Jansma. Jansma back to Brunsting. Brunsting, Bussard. Bussard trying to size things up. Puts it up against Anderson, and he's going to be called for traveling. Well, Viterbo has succeeded in slowing the pace of this game down. North College in the half court. I always say it looks like they're trying to figure out the square root on every pass. And North College trailing 17-15. Right now they are struggling on offense. Viterbo with the basketball. Out front with it is Clement to Tyree Young. Tyree Young bounces it inside with a left hand. Jason Tichy. Tichy with 7 points. Defenders trail 19-15. Jansma, Barkema. Barkema, Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Brunsting, Barkema. Barkema, left side, Jansma. Jansma, Barkema. Barkema, reverse layup. Good. Might have gotten away with steps. No call made. Defenders lead trail 19-17. 7:30 remaining. Tyree Young kicks it into the corner, and a three-pointer is waved off. As they say, there was a travel down on the baseline by Tyree Young on that drive. And the Dort College defenders will bring the basketball up. Barkema to Brunsting. Brunsting into the front court. Jansma comes up with it. Jansma with it on the left wing. Jesse comes back, right side, Barkema. Barkema, Brunsting, Brunsting, Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken, around the horn they go, Barkema. Barkema, Jesse Jansma. Jansma with the basketball. Fakes right, goes left, gives it off underneath. Bussard, Bussard, bucket, good. Zach Bussard with 7. We're tied at 19. 19-19 with 6:50 and counting. First half of basketball. Anderson gives it off to Tyree Young. Tyree Young, left side pass, 3, Kunitz, no good. And the rebound taken away by North College. Here's Franken. Franken driving in with the right hand, shot no good, but a foul on the play on Kunitz. And Garrett Franken will go to the free throw line to shoot 2 free throws as he was fouled in the act of shooting, taking that drive to the basket. So Franken will shoot his first free throws of the day. North College thus far 3-for-3 from the free throw line, and Franken misses the first free throw. He's got another one coming. Another free throw on the way for Garrett Franken. And Franken's second free throw is good, so Franken makes 1 of 2. And the North College defenders lead 20-19. 6:30 remaining. First half of play. Schrokenthaler back in the ballgame. They give it into the corner. Shot no good. Weak side rebound taken away by Alec Henriksen off of the missed 3. Comes back to Brunsting. Brunsting back over to Alec. Alec driving in. Right hand, left side, unable to finish it. And here comes Viterbo. Brady Polk into the front court. Polk to Schrokenthaler. Schrokenthaler gives it up Tichy. Tichy shot blocked by Franken. Here comes North College. And driving in over the right hand and finishing over the right hand is Alec Henriksen. Henriksen gives North College a 3-point lead, 22-19. North College is not led by more than 3 today. The Turbo basketball, Schrokenthaler gives it into the corner. Burton, 17-footer, good. Just Raya Burton with his first field goal. North College leads 22-21. Bussard, kick out. Brunsting, back over to Henriksen. Henriksen buries a 3. Alec Henriksen with 5. North College leads 25-21. Out front with the basketball is Tyree Young. Tyree Young gives it up. Burton. Burton, 3. Good. Burton with his first 3. North College leads 25-24. Franken, 15-footer, no good. Rebound, Chandler Brunsting, and Brunsting is whistled for a push on the rebound. So Chandler whistled for the personal. And that is number one on him. The third against the defenders today. The Turbo has five. We have yet to shoot a bonus free throw yet. We've shot a total of seven free throws for the game. The Turbo basketball, left side, Fredrickson. Fredrickson to Burton. Burton guarded by Franken. Burton drives in, tries to get it over to Anderson, taps it to himself, and holding his ground is Bussard, and Bussard forces the turnover on Kate Anderson. .438 remaining. First half of basketball. North College leading 25-24. Defender women won the contest with Dakota State that preceded this one. Gaysink with the basketball, has it tapped away, gets it back in the backcourt. Ben with it out front, 14 seconds on the shot clock. Henriksen bounces it inside for Bussard. Bussard, hook shot in the lane, good. Zach Bussard with nine. North College leads 27-24. Into the front court is Young on the right-hand side. Young gets it away, Fredrickson. Fredrickson comes back to Clement. Ball stripped. It's Kunitz. Kunitz to Fredrickson. Fredrickson back to Kunitz, looking down low for Anderson. Anderson faces up. They get it underneath. Young misses everything. Rebound cleared. Here comes Cooper Ross. Cooper into the front court. Comes back, Ben Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Cooper. Comes back, Henriksen. Three ball, got it. Alec Henriksen with a three-point basket. He's got eight. North College has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 30-24. 3:20 and counting. First half. On the left-hand side is Fredrickson. Fredrickson down to the baseline, and we've got a foul called on Cooper Ross. That was the last, that's foul number four on the defenders as a team in this half. Still have two to give. Inbounding the basketball will be Burton. Jezariah Burton, 6'3 junior from Milwaukee, averaging 10.4 points per game, gets the ball inbounded to Fredrickson, a reserve. He's a 5'11 sophomore. Gives to Titchy. Titchy, three, no good. And chasing it into the corner is Schrokenthaler. And Schrokenthaler, as the Dort College defenders, the end of the bench, scatters. Duck and cover time with that big body coming at you. 3:02 remaining. Ben Gaysink into the front court. Dort College with a chance to build on the lead. Alec Henriksen has the hot hand. Can he hit another one? No good. Tap out. And chasing it into the backcourt is Dort College. They get it in back over to Van Langen. 2:45 and counting. Henriksen very nearly lost it. He does. Tyree Young takes it away. Tyree Young lays it up with the right hand. Good. 6 points for Young. Dort College leads 30-26. Gaysink into the lane. His shot no good. They're going to call him for a travel. Travel violation called against Ben Gaysink. And bringing the basketball back the other way is Tyree Young. Tyree Young with it on the wing. Young to Burton. Burton with it on the wing. Back over to Young. Young back to Burton. Burton three-pointer. Rattles it, no good. Rebound controlled by Van Langen. Now it's Cooper Ross coming away with it. And Cooper Ross is fouled in the backcourt by Noah Fredrickson. Fredrickson whistled for the personal foul. And I believe that's team foul number seven against Viterbo, or is that only six? I'll check the scoreboard. And that's just six fouls against Viterbo, so Dort College will have it in the backcourt. Ben Gaysink will bring it up. Dort College leading by four, trying to build it back to six or seven. Chad Barkham with it on the wing. Dort College has not been able to get much going offensively. Josiah Burton taps it away. Dort College basketball inbounding in front of the Viterbo bench. Throwing it in will be Barkema. Barkema, Ross, 15 to shoot. Chad with it on the baseline. The cutter, Gasink. Gasink layup, no good. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball on the right-hand side. Tyree Young, and they throw it away. It'll be Dort College basketball. So the turnover back to Dort College. The defenders have had their chances to have a more comfortable lead than they do. Obviously, that is the case most games. Dort College leading 30-26. Four-point advantage for the defenders. Cooper Ross brings it up. Passes over to Van Langen. Van Langen to Gasink. Gasink with the basketball. Gasink to Cooper. Ross brings it up. Gets it back over to Henriksen. Missed the three. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen back over to Alec. He'll pull the trigger again. That one's off the mark. No good. And a reach-in foul called on the rebound, either on Barkema or Van Langen. That's going to go on Van Langen. And for Josh, that's number one. And team foul number five on the defenders with 1:11 remaining in this first half. So Viterbo with an opportunity to cut into the lead. Dort College had a six-point lead. Turned it over on the ensuing possession. Now we've been stuck at a four-point difference. With it on the right side is Kunitz. Kunitz to Frederickson. Frederickson to Kunitz. Kunitz, Frederickson out front. Under a minute to go in the half. Kunitz, step back from 17, decides against it. Now they dump it inside for Anderson, and a foul called on Josh Van Langen. They're going to say that he got him with the body, and he had to say that because it was awfully clean up top. Cade Anderson will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Free throw is up, no good. 42.2 seconds remaining. So Van Langen just picked up his second personal foul in the process. That's team foul number six against the defenders, so we have yet to shoot a bonus free throw. And Anderson misses that one. Rebound cleared by Franken. Gets it away to Brunstink. 40 seconds left in the half. Barkema to Franken. Franken wants a ball screen. 17-footer, left it short, no good. And trying to save it in is Bussard. And they say that he stepped out of bounds. So Garrett Franken unable to knock that shot down. And we've been stuck at 30-26 for a while. Looks like Viterbo will hold for the final shot of the half. 20 seconds and counting. Out front with it is Young. Young near the center jump circle. He passes right side. This is Burton to Anderson. Back to Young. Young drives in. Shot no good, but there for the follow dunk is Cade Anderson. Anderson makes it a two-point ball game at the half as the clock expires. On the desperation heave by the defenders. 30-28, Dort College by two. Viterbo scores the final 4 points of the first half. Cut a six-point lead down to two. And that's where we're at halftime. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Stay tuned. Up next is your Where Are They Now segment. We'll be checking in with Christian Zylstra. Where are they now? Right after this.
Hello again, and welcome into another edition of Where Are They Now here on KDCR 88.5 FM and KDCR88.5.com. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull, a Grinnell Mutual member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Trust in tomorrow. Joining us on Where Are They Now today is another individual athlete who is one of the most decorated in school history. She's a 2014 Dort College graduate and won a national championship her junior year in the 600-meter indoor track and field event. An All-American and a national champion, ladies and gentlemen, joining us on Where Are They Now today is Katie Bonema. you know, before you came to Dorrit, so you are from this area of the country, you grew up in Ironton. Do you recall when you first kind of heard about Dorrit College, and why did you choose Dorrit College to continue your academic and your athletic careers?
Well, my sister went to Dorrit, so I knew a little bit from that. And then I guess, yeah, just being close by, I knew quite a bit about Dorrit. And yeah, it was a Christian college, and I wanted to go somewhere where I could grow in my faith and be surrounded by other Christians and have a Christian perspective in my classes and just, yeah, being encouraged in my faith. And then I also heard about the track and cross country programs, so those also drew me to Dorrit.
Before we get into your running career at Dorrit and kind of what you're up to now, you ended up earning a degree in elementary education. When did you know that was the area in which you wanted to study and pursue a career in?
Well, I love kids. I love working with kids and making a positive difference in their lives. And yeah, it's a hard working job, but it's also very rewarding. Every day is different. And yeah, I also teach at a Christian school, so I get to share my faith journey with my students, and we can sing and pray and talk about God and have fun learning different things together.
For those that don't know, as a cross-country and a track athlete, you're a very decorated individual. You know, you could make the case you're one of the more decorated individual athletes in Dorrit history. You have GPAC honors, NAI honors. You won a little thing called an individual national championship.
Mm-hmm.
When did running really start to become a passion of yours?
Well, when I was in eighth grade, one of my PE teachers encouraged me to run in a couple grade school cross-country races. I didn't really know if I wanted to or not, but I gave it a try and I did well. So then in high school, Mr. Kauk was my coach there, and he did a really good job of pushing me and encouraging me. And I guess I just kind of fell into a love of running from there. And yeah, then I pursued it in college and I enjoyed it there as well.
Did you ever think that running would amount to some of the success that it did for you at the collegiate level?
No, I guess coming into it, I made nationals my first year, and I thought, oh, I don't know if I would ever become a national champion. But then, yeah, I just set my eyes on running, and my coaches pushed me and encouraged me, and I guess, yeah, it surprised me. But, yeah, putting work into it and being gifted helped a lot, too.
When you think back to your time at Dorrit, you know, whether it's in the classroom, in competition, in your dorm or apartment, what sticks out to you, or what couple things stick out to you most about those 4 years?
I would say the friendships that I made. I developed really good friendships in cross country just because you're such a tight-knit family, running a lot of miles together, getting to know each other on deeper levels. And then, yeah, just even meeting new people in my classes and hanging out with friends and just having fun while also learning.
Now, Northwest Iowa and, you know, this area of the country's kind of been your home for quite a while. You're still around the area. You're working at Inwood Christian as a first and second grade teacher. To start, can you tell me a little bit about how and when that teaching opportunity came about for you?
Well, it was my senior year, and I was looking at schools to apply to, and I seen that Inwood Christian had an opening and a small Christian school, and I went to a small Christian grade school myself. So I was interested in that, and knowing that, you know, when you're in a smaller school, you're closer just because there's not as many students and you develop strong relationships. And so I knew that Inwood Christian would be a good fit for me. So yeah, I applied there and I was offered the job.
What do you like most about Inwood Christian? And then what do you like most about teaching the level you do there with first and second grade?
I guess what I really like about Inwood Christian is, like I said, we're such a small school. Everybody knows each other's name. Like, my first and second grade students know the seventh and eighth grade students. So it's just really neat to see the relationship through every grade. And then, yeah, just teaching first and second graders, it's difficult sometimes because, yeah, they're high energy, but what I really love about them is that they love school and they want to be there, and they're open in, you know, their faith and sharing different things with you. And it's, yeah, it's just different day to day.
You graduated from Dorrit in 2014, so you're still somewhat freshly removed from college. In your mind, what have been some of your favorite personal or life highlights since you've stepped on the Dorrit's campus as a freshman?
I guess the accomplishments that I had with running were some big highlights, and yeah, just where I'm teaching at now and different people that I've met along the way.
The role of athletics and kind of its prominence in our lives changes, you know, as the years go by. Running's been an important part of your life for years, and when I spoke with Sam Wensing last week, he put it that once you're a runner, that's kind of always a habit that's going to be a part of your life. For you, what's kind of the role of athletics and of running in your life today?
I do still do a lot of running myself. I guess I had to adjust from running with a team all the time to learning to run by myself, but yeah, I do try to get out and run after school pretty much every day, and I've done a number of different races. I never considered myself a long distance runner, but I have ran a marathon, and I've run different half marathons and lots of 5Ks, 10Ks, and did a couple trail runs. So yeah, and my sister and I run quite a bit together too, so that's helped. And yeah, I try to get out and run even if it's cold and snowy out,
which is quite often around here, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you mentioned you've run some half marathons and some marathons. Do you have any goals in which you're trying to reach as a runner, or anything you want to do, whether it's competing in a certain event?
I would say I more run because I enjoy it. I'll pick different races and try different things and, you know, train a little bit for that. But I guess mainly I just go out and just go for a run. I don't necessarily have to be running hard or anything, but just enjoying it.
All right, well, that's all I have for you, Katie. I really do appreciate you taking the time to sit down with me and talk today.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Once again, thank you very much to Katie Bonema for taking time to join us here on Where Are They Now on KDCR and KDCR88.5.com. Where Are They Now is made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Member, providing property protection to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. I'm your host, Christian Zylstra. That's going to do it for this episode. Stay tuned and stick around. Coming up, we have more Dorrit College basketball right here on KDCR.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. Dorrit College leads 30-28 at halftime of this men's basketball game. Dorrit College led by as many as six at 30-24. Viterbo scored the last 4 points of the half, though, to cut the lead down to 30-28, and that's where we are at halftime. Dorrit College, 11 of 34 shooting, 32.4%. Viterbo, 11 of 27 shooting, 40.7%. Dorrit College has a 22-18 rebounding edge, 6 offensive, 16 defensive. They've limited Viterbo to 1 offensive and 17 defensive rebounds. That 1 offensive rebound, a putback slam to end the half, though, for 6'10" Cade Anderson. Turnovers, 7 apiece. Dorrit College is led by Zach Bussard with 9 points off of the bench, Alec Henriksen with 8, 5 for Chandler Brunsting, 3 for Jesse Jansma, 2 for Chad Barkema, and 2 for Josh Van Langen, 1 for Garrett Franken. For Viterbo, Robert Kunitz has 6 points. Jason Tichy has 7, also has 2 fouls. 6 for Tyree Young, 4 for Cade Anderson. They have not gotten any bench points, has Viterbo. Viterbo is led in rebounding by 4 different players. Make that 5 players with 2 rebounds each for Dorrit College. Josh Van Langen has swept 6 away, and 3 each for Garrett Franken and Chad Barkema. 2 assists each for Barkema and Jansma at halftime. Let's take another break, and we'll be back with the second half from the Boltman Center right after this. This is Dorrit College basketball on KDCR 88.5. Back with more in a moment. We get started with the second half of play. Dorrit College in transition after a missed shot by Viterbo, and Dorrit College turns it over. Franken tried to shovel it into Jansma in the corner. And the ball goes out of bounds, last touched by Dorrit College. It'll be Viterbo basketball, so Tyree Young brings it up. Viterbo trailing by 2. Tichy with it on the right wing. Tichy passes it off, back over to Young. Young gives it up to Kunitz. Kunitz in the lane. His jumper is good, and we are tied at 30 apiece. Our first tie since it was 19-19. Viterbo has now made up the 6-point lead that Dorrit College had at 30-24. Jesse Jansma with the basketball out front. Jansma picks up his dribble, goes right side, Barkema. Barkema gives it up out front. Brunsting back over to Jansma. Jansma, 17-footer. He is good. Jansma with five. North College leads 32-30, so the defenders regain the lead. 18-50 and counting in this contest. That's in regulation. Titchy with it, guarded by Barkema. Titchy comes back over to Anderson. Anderson, 20 feet from the hoop. He gives it up to Burton. Burton to Kunitz. Kunitz to Titchy. Titchy trying to go to work. Ball deflected, taken away by Barkema. Barkema with a steal. Gets it ahead to Brunsting. Doesn't have anyone open in transition. Comes back right side, Franken. Franken, Van Langen. Van Langen off the glass, no good. Tap in, no good by Van Langen. And the rebound is cleared by Tyree Young. North College misses an opportunity to go up by four. Tyree Young calling for Anderson to come across the lane. He does. Gives it back over to Kunitz. Kunitz to Titchy. Titchy. Shot short, no good. Rebound. Brunsting trying to shield Young away from the ball, and Young is able to beat him to the ball. They give it up to Anderson. Anderson trapped, used his dribble, now steps through. Shot, no good. Second shot, no good, but a foul on the play called on Josh Van Langen, and Van Langen has just picked up his third personal foul. 17:44 remaining in regulation. Defenders leading Viterbo 32-30. Two free throws on the way for Cade Anderson. He was 2 for 2, then missed his next two. Now he's got two on the way. Free throw is up, no good. He is a 52% free throw shooter as the senior from Sparta, Wisconsin. Van Langen checks out of the ballgame. Busser checks in for the defenders. 17:44 remaining in the second half. Free throw is up. Free throw is good for Anderson. He's got 5 points, about halfway to his 11.2 points per game average. Brunsting, Franken, left side, Barkema. Barkema with the basketball. Chad loses the handle on it. Dort College has not been sharp today. Jansma, left corner three, missed it, no good. Rebound tipped, controlled by Barkema, stolen by Young. Young driving in, his shot, no good on the layup. Here comes Dort College. Brunsting with a head full of steam, and we've got a kick called on the defense by Alex Clement. It'll be Dort College basketball as Dort College tried to get the tempo up a little bit on that possession. Throwing the ball in will be Chandler Brunsting. Has Barkema open over the top, instead goes to Jansma. Jansma, Barkema, Barkema, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Viterbo. Viterbo, right side. This is Titchy. Titchy up with the left hand. Finishes. Good. He's got nine. 33-32 on that right baseline drive by Titchy. Viterbo establishes a lead for the first time since it was 19-17. Dump it down low. Bussard. Back to Brunsting. 12 to shoot. Bussard. Reverse. No good. Hanging on the rim and it won't fall through. Rebound cleared by Young. Tyree with the basketball. Tyree Young down to the block. Gives it up to Anderson, and Anderson is fouled in the act of shooting. And Cade Anderson will go to the free throw line. So 35-32. Trying to make it a 4-point lead. Foul, by the way, went on Garrett Frank, and that's his first. Pretty tough sledding today, even though when Dort College built that 6-point lead. One of those days where it feels like you're running in sand. At least it looks that way. Cade Anderson, 4 points here in the second half. 8 for the ball game. Defenders trail 36-32. They've been outscored 8-2 to start the second half. And the defenders will use their first timeout. Neither team used a timeout in the first half. Neither team shot a bonus free throw either. 16:26 remaining. North College trailing by four with the basketball when we resume play. This timeout made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. One other game is final, involving a GPAC women's team. It was the College of the Ozarks defeating Hastings 77-65. That drops Hastings to 9-6, and that is a wounded Hastings team. They are not in good shape in terms of their health. They had some players banged up right before the Christmas break, and they've got some work to do in the second half of the season. Ben Gaysink across half court. Tyree Young takes it away. Steal by Young. Young layup good. Tyree Young with 8 points. Dort College trails 38-32. An 8-0 run right now by Viterbo. With the basketball out front is Henriksen. Dort College has to get things going. They get it to Barkema. Barkema kick out Henriksen. Henriksen, Gaysink. Gaysink left corner. Comes back over to Alec. Alec, jump stop, his shot in the lane, no good. Rebound, Buss. Buss off of the glass, good. Zach Bussard with another two. He's got 11. And another free throw, or a free throw for a three-point play opportunity. Bussard with 11 can cut the lead to 3. Bussard's free throw is good. He's got a dozen. So if you're Dort College now, get a stop, get another bucket, put this little bad stretch behind you. Easier said than done, obviously. Dort College going to a 1-2-2 pressure defense. Viterbo in the backcourt. Tyree Young gets it away. Schrokenthaler working against Bussard, passes it back out front to Young, 12 to shoot. Frederickson to Tichy. Tichy, Schrokenthaler up strong, clears a little path with the elbow, and Schrokenthaler with his first two today. Dort College trails 40-35. Jansma, Henriksen, back it goes. Barkema, runner from 10, hangs on the rim, won't fall through. Gets his own rebound back, puts it up, and gets it blocked from behind by Tyree Young. It will be Dort College basketball underneath the basket, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Ben Gaysink will be throwing the ball in for the defenders. Ben throwing it in with 15:04 remaining. Gets it in to Jansma. Jansma on the baseline. They double down on him. And we've got a push called, I believe, on Frederickson. Noah Frederickson called for his second personal foul. Dort College inbounding. They get it in to Henriksen. Henriksen right wing. Now Jansma. Jansma, they feed it Barkema. Barkema fading away on the baseline. Good. Chad Barkema with a fadeaway. He's got 4. Dort College trails by 3, 40-37. Tyree Young drives in, dumps it off for Schrokenthaler. Schrokenthaler with the left-handed hook, no good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema into the lane. Back over to Gaysink. Gaysink looking down low, and we've got a kick called on Tyree Young. And it will be Dort College inbounding on the sideline from the hash mark directly across from the Dort College bench in the front court. East end of the Boltman Center. Feed it down low. Give it Bussard. Bussard, Gaysink. Gaysink unable to finish it. And back we go the other way. Viterbo with a chance to build on the three-point lead. Losing it. Out of bounds is Young. Dort College will get it back. Miscommunication. Brady Polk looked like he wanted to set a ball screen. Young didn't take it. Now here's Gaysink. Gaysink up the floor. Young reaches across the body. No call made. Pass goes left side. Jansma. Jansma back to Gaysink on the weave. Gaysink off the glass. No good. But there for the rebound and the putback is Bussard. Zach Bussard with another two. He's got 14. Defenders trail 40, 39. 13:44 remaining. Now Jesse Jansma taps it away as he gets into the passing lane, but taps it out of bounds. It will be Viterbo basketball, and Viterbo will use their first timeout. Today's broadcast made possible by Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics. We return to action. Jason Tidgey takes it to the rack, misses the shot. Offensive rebound. Schrokenthaler came away with it. But he's going to be called for a little bit too much aggressiveness on that offensive rebound. Gets called for a push. And the North College defenders have the basketball back, trailing 40-39. Ben Gasink of the basketball has it tapped away from him. Young chasing him into the backcourt. Ben with the basketball. Gasink at the free throw line. Comes back to Jesse. Jesse drops it off. Bus, layup good. Zach Bussard with 7 points in the second half, 16 for the ball game. And Zach Bussard right now doing his best to keep North College in this ball game. 41-40, Schrokenthaler will put it up off of the glass, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Barkema. Barkema up the floor himself. Chad has somebody behind him, kicks it away to Jansma. Jansma shot no good. There for the rebound is Buss. Buss shot no good. And a jump ball called. Alternating possession, it will be North College basketball. So North College will have possession of it on the jump ball called. Inbounding will be Ben Gasink. So Gasink throws it in on the baseline. Comes back to Jansma. Henriksen on the left side. Henriksen back to Jesse. 19 to shoot. Jansma too deep. In the lane, little shot, no good. Rebound, Bussard had it momentarily, couldn't hang on to it, and here comes Viterbo. Frederickson across the half-court stripe. Frederickson on the left side, dribbles it off of his own leg and out of bounds. Timing is off, ball handling is off. It's just one of those, you got to work through it. That first game back for Viterbo, I'm guessing they got back to their campus on Wednesday of this week, maybe practiced a little bit, and I would imagine travel from La Crosse yesterday. So they have not been sharp for the defenders. They got back to practicing late Wednesday night. Got a couple of practices in yesterday, I believe. Shot runner by Franken, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with the basketball, bringing it up is Brady Polk, and we've got a body foul called against Cooper Ross. Cooper whistled for the personal, his first. I beg your pardon, that's number two on the freshman from Carroll, Iowa. So foul number two on Cooper. They throw it in over the top. They find Frederickson. Frederickson, round the horn they go. Comes back left side over to Clement. Clement into the lane, and he travels with it. Did I mention neither team has been very sharp so far? It's translated into a very competitive, close ball game, 41-40. Fully anticipated that, even if neither team was sharp. Both teams are sharp. I think this is going to be a competitive game. They just match up pretty well with similar type players. Cooper Ross passes left side to Henriksen. Henriksen goes left side, gets the return pass, three ball, get in there. Three-point bucket for Alec Henriksen. He's got 11, and the defenders are back in front, 44-40. They're on a 9-0 run. Frederickson, left-hand side, gives it off to Clement. Clement with the basketball. Clement to Frederickson. Frederickson, short jumper in the lane, good. Two-point basket for Frederickson. Dort College's lead is 44-42. Cooper Ross fouled in the front court. Alex Clement whistled for the personal. That's foul number one on him. 11:03 remaining. Checking back into the game will be Jezriah Burton. He sat for a while. He has 5 points. 11 minutes remaining in regulation. Josh Van Langen checks in as well for Bussard. Cooper with the basketball down to the baseline. Gets it away. Brunsting, three ball. Missed it. No good. Too strong off the back iron. Rebound cleared by Viterbo. Viterbo with a chance to tie or regain the lead. They're not a strong three-point shooting team, but they've tossed in a couple today. Frederickson, 15-footer, rattles it, no good. Kicks out of the bucket, goes off of the glass, and North College clears the rebound. Cooper with the basketball, a little too deep, comes back. Van Langen, three ball, cash. Josh Van Langen, 5 points. North College leads 47-42. A five-point lead for the defenders as Josh Van Langen buries the top of the key three. That's his shot. If he's going to shoot a three-pointer, he wants it in between, from the lane extended, basically. Three-pointer answering for Viterbo. It's good. Alex Clement with the three. It's 47-45. North College unable to build on the five-point lead. It's back to two. With it out front, Henriksen. Henriksen, Cooper. Cooper Ross, three. Yes. Cooper Ross with a three-point bucket. Suddenly, North College finding their legs and the three-point range. 9:40 remaining in regulation. So Viterbo with the basketball. Let's see if North College can get a stop. Out front with it is Polk. Polk underneath. Tough shot, three, off the heel, no good. Rebound Franken at the free throw line. He gives it away to Brunsting. Brunsting sidesteps the defensive player, lays it up, no good, but he is fouled. They call a block on Jezriah Burton. And Chandler will go to the free throw line to shoot a couple of free throws. 50-45, North College with a five-point advantage. So two free throws on the way for Brunsting, the junior from Hull, Iowa, prepped at Boyden Hull. 6 points for Brunsting as he makes the first one. That matches the biggest lead of the ballgame for North College. A second free throw on the way for Chandler, trying to extend it to seven. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. So Chandler Brunsting with seven. And the defender lead is 7. 52-45, 9:14 remaining. Both teams have 5 timeouts remaining. Titchy working against Barkema. Pass out front, Young. Posting up. This is Kunitz. Shot is blocked. Rebound Franken. Gets it away, Barkema. Barkema doesn't like what he sees. Gives it back over to Cooper. Back to Van Langen. Wing 3, missed it, no good. That was your heat check. North College unable to secure the rebound, and here comes Viterbo back the other way. Burton over the basketball. Burton gives it back over to Polk. Polk to Titchy. Titchy, a little bit of a push-off, no call made. Comes back down to the baseline. They give it up. Schrokenfeller. Schrokenfeller, 4 points. All of them in the second half. North College leads by 5, 52-47, 8:25 remaining. Cooper Ross with the basketball. Goes left side, Franken. Franken turns on the Jets. Gets around a screen. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Garrett Franken with three. 54-47. Now you want to stop. Top of the key, three. In and out and down. A three-point basket for Burton. So much for the stop. It's 54-50. Jezriah Burton makes it a four-point ballgame again. 7:56 remaining. Left side pass, Van Langen gets it back over to Brunsting. Brunsting underneath, Barkema working against Titchy. Double teamed, Cooper Ross, three, in and out, no good. Rebound taken away by Schrokenthaler. Schrokenthaler secures the rebound. He'll come up the floor, reverses it, right side, Polk. They get it underneath. Shot is blocked, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. It's going to be on Franken, I believe. And the official looks a little, yep, he's going to give it to 22. He was trying to decide between 22 and 25. Garrett Franken was basically begging for it. Van Langen is sitting with, or has three fouls. Free throw on the way for Burton is up and good. Jezriah Burton with nine. This is his first trip to the free throw line. So Dort was up moments ago by seven. And it could be two here in just a moment. Second free throw on the way for Jezriah. That one's good as well. 54-52, so it's back to a two-point ball game. Just when you thought Dort might get a little breathing room, back come the V-Hawks. Chandler Brunn staying into the front court. Chandler, left side it goes. Franken underneath. Barkema, left-handed layup, good. Barkema with a baseline cut. He's got six. Dort College leads 56-52. Got to get a defensive stop at some point again. Don't want to just simply rely on swapping buckets. Young looking for Schrokenthaler. Schrokenthaler, well, he lowered his head. And Bussard, strong a post player as Dort College has physically, unable to hold his ground. Schrokenthaler with an easy two. And a missed basket on the other end by Dort College. Here comes Viterbo with a chance to tie or take the lead. Three-pointer, Titchy, no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball. Chandler into the front court. Right side Franken. Back over to Chandler. Left side Jesse Jansma. 6:30 remaining. Jesse. Outside it goes Barkema. Barkema double team. Jesse three ball. Nope. Rebound. Barkema in the lane. His hook shot won't go down, but he's fouled on the play. And Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line to shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for Chad Barkema, his first free throws. Game reset here. Both teams have five timeouts remaining. Chad Barkema makes the free throw. It's his first free throw try tonight. We have not had a bonus free throw shot this evening. Dort College is sitting at four fouls. Viterbo is at six. So Dort College will be shooting bonus free throws on Viterbo's next free throw, or I should say their next foul. We've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Viterbo. They use their second. They've got four remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Vision Realty, a hometown choice for your real estate needs. Whether buying or selling your home, Vision Realty wants to be with you every step of the way. Your realtor, your neighbor, your move. Vision Realty, a proud supporter of Dort College Athletics.
This broadcast.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Dort College, a 57-54 advantage, pending a free throw by Chad Barkema. Barkema's free throw nestles through. Dort College is 5-for-5 from the free throw line in the second half. They have a four-point lead at 58-54. Out front with it is Young, guarded there by Gasink. Left side pass, ball deflected. Schrokenthaler gets it back out front, guarded by Bussard. This is Young, guarded by Barkema. Ball screen. Young puts it up with the left hand, can't get it to go. Rebound cleared by Zach Bussard. Bussard with the basketball, gets it away to Ben. Ben Gasink with the basketball out front. Ben in between the circles. Passes left side. Henriksen. To Barkema, left side, three on the way by Henriksen, no good. Rebound, saved in. That's saved in by Bussard. And now they're going to say it's last touch by Bussard as he saved it off of a Viterbo player, but Bussard was laying on the ground, out of bounds, and the ball came to rest on him before it touched the out-of-bounds area. And with 5:37 remaining, Viterbo has another chance to cut into the four-point lead. Dort College misses an opportunity to build. With it left side, Young, looking. They give it to Burton to Schrokenthaler. Double-teamed, reverses, right side. With it is Kunitz. Driving in with a right hand, shot no good. And the rebound is deflected out of bounds. That was Jason Titchy, the leading scorer for Viterbo. Went to his offhand, his right hand, to try and finish, and was unable to do so. Schrokenthaler checks out of the ballgame, and Viterbo's Kate Anderson checks in. If Schrokenthaler gets himself in good physical condition, he's going to be a handful in that North Star Athletic Association. 6'7 freshman. Pass goes left side. Comes over to Barkema. Barkema thought about the three. Instead, free throw line jumper off the mark, no good. Rebound down on the floor, and it's picked up by Viterbo, and we've got a foul in the backcourt called on Zach Bussard. And if you're Zach, you don't like that one. It's been hard enough work the way it is, playing post defense. You pick one up about 70 feet from the hoop when you're just simply trying to avoid contact. That's foul number two on Zach. 4:47 remaining. The possessions becoming that much more important. Titchy with a basketball guarded there by Barkema. They give it to Anderson. They bring the double team. They want to force Anderson to make a decision. They come back over to Titchy. Titchy buries a three. Jason Titchy makes it 58-57. Out front with it is Ben Gasink, and Gasink is held on the play. Foul goes on Tyree Young. And that's foul number two on him. Bonus time for the defenders and Ben Gasink. Gasink averaging 7.7 points per game. Sprained his ankle, what is that, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and just has struggled to get back in the flow since then. First free throw up and good. He's got another one on the way as he earns the second one. Buss will check out. Van Lingen will check in. Probably see those post players interchange a little bit more, trying to keep them fresh for the final 4:24 of this one. We figured it would be a tight one, and it has been. Ben Gasink makes both free throws. Those are the first bonus free throws shot by either team. Dort College has led by as many as 7 today. Viterbo has led by as many as 6. Dort College has one foul to give. With it out front is Anderson. Anderson gives it to Young. Young with the basketball. Young gets the return pass on the wing now. They go to Anderson. They bring the double team. Jansma forces him to give it up. They come back over to Titchy. Titchy step back from 12. Good. Tough shot, and Titchy gets it to go. He's got 14, and the defender lead is 60-59. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5, 3:56 remaining in regulation. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College defenders with a 60-59 advantage. And the defenders with the basketball. Barkema will inbound to Gasink. Gasink will walk it up. Ben with it against Young. Comes over to Jansma. Gives it up. Barkema. Barkema on the left wing. Chad with the basketball. Passes it to Jansma. 15 to shoot. Jesse with it in the lane. Tough shot. 10-footer spinning. Gets it to go. He's got 6. 62-59. Now you need a stop. 3:30 remaining. Viterbo basketball. They go high post. Anderson. Anderson. 6'10 post player. Back over to Young. Young to Titchy. Titchy. 3 and a 2 on the last two possessions. Comes to Kunitz. Kunitz, 17 feet from the hoop. Back over to Titchy for the tie. No good. Rebound taken away by Gasink. 3:08 remaining. Dort College with a 3-point advantage. They give it to Jansma. Jansma will work against Kunitz. Comes back over to Barkema. Jansma, 3-ball. Missed it. No good. Rebound tapped out. Henriksen. Henriksen will run some clock. Gives it back over to Van Lingen. Van Lingen, Jansma, Jansma, 3-ball, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Burton, 2:44 remaining. Here comes Viterbo with another chance to cut into the lead or tie it with a 3. Young to Kunitz, Kunitz on the left wing. They look for the backdoor cut for Titchy. The door isn't open. They come back over to Young, 12 to shoot. Driving in, high off of the glass, no good. Rebound to Anderson. Anderson put back good. Cade Anderson all by himself. 62-61. Dort College down one. Barkema back to Jansma. Corner three. Yes! Jesse Jansma buries a three. 65-61. Dort College. Basically a transition three after Cade Anderson had an offensive rebound and a putback. Jesse Jansma got an open look from the left corner, and he knocks it down. Timeout on the floor. That's a timeout for Viterbo. I beg your pardon. Timeout, Dort College. They have four remaining. Viterbo has three. Back of the game reset right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. 2:11 left in regulation. Dort College 65, Viterbo 61. Five fouls on the defenders, seven on Viterbo. So Dort College is in the bonus, and they have one foul to give yet in that situation. Timeouts remaining. Dort College with four, Viterbo with three. Possession arrow, Viterbo. They check Schrokenthaler back into the game. Schrokenthaler, Bussard on the floor for the defenders. Also on the floor for the defenders, Brunsting, Jansma, Henriksen, and Barkema. They go to Schrokenthaler out front against Bussard. He's at the top of the key. 1:58 and counting. 15 on the shot clock. Kunitz on the left side. Kunitz back to Young. Tyree with the basketball. Guarded there by Brunsting. They feed it down low to Schrokenthaler, facing up 12 feet from the hoop. Holding his ground was Bussard. Bussard, great defensive stop by the post player from Papillion. Did not pick up the foul, simply held his ground. 1:30 remaining. Barkema back over to Jansma. Jansma feeds it inside Buss. Back over to Jesse. Jesse with it. And are they going to call a foul? They do. Foul goes on Robert Kunitz, his second, beg your pardon, his third. And Jesse Jansma will shoot a 1-1. Free throw on the way for the sophomore from Sioux Center, up and through. He does not shy away from the moment. He has not shot the ball well this evening. Had a rough first half, only had 3 points at halftime, but he has knocked down some big buckets here in the second half. He does not shy away from it. 9 points in the second half, 12 for the ball game, 67-61, Dort College in front. 1:18 remaining in regulation. Comes to Kunitz. Kunitz, and a charging foul called on Schrokenthaler. Schrokenthaler just lowered his left shoulder, ran right over the top of Buss. And Bussard, he's done a whale of a job tonight. Zach Bussard, what a weapon to have coming off of the bench. 16 tonight, one shy of a season high. With it in the backcourt is Jansma. 1:09 remaining. Jansma gets around Kunitz. Kunitz whistled for the personal foul, and Jesse will go to the free throw line for another 1-1 opportunity. No, this will be a two-shot situation. That's foul number four on Kunitz. So two players on the floor now with four for Viterbo with 1:06 remaining. First free throw by Jansma is up and through. Defenders getting to the free throw line a little bit more here in the second half. Got to the bonus. Neither team got to the bonus in the first half. Jansma with another two. He's got 14. And the defender lead is 69-61, their biggest lead of the ballgame, 1 minute remaining. Out front with it is Tyree Young. Young dribbles it off of his foot out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. And the defender's now in the driver's seat, up eight, under a minute to go. Viterbo will have to go with a small lineup to try and get the ball back. Frederickson checks in. Schrokenthaler checks out. Viterbo still with three timeouts remaining. Josh Van Langen checks in. Zach Bussard will check out. Barkema gets it in to Jansma. Jansma, hot potato over to Henriksen. They don't want to foul Henriksen if they've done their scouting at least. They get it over to Brunsting. Brunsting back to Alec, and Alec is fouled on the play. Alec Henriksen, 25-26 this season from the free throw line, 96% free throw shooter, and with 44.8 seconds remaining, can make this a 10-point ball game. So the senior from Spirit Lake will step to the free throw line. He's got 11. He had a big three as well for the defenders, and how often does that happen? Brag him up and kicks one off the heel. Another one on the way for Alec. It's just his second miss this season. 11 points for Alec. Can make it a 9-point ball game, and he does. 12 points for Alec Henriksen. And the Dort College lead is 70-61. Down to the baseline is Young. Gets it away. Shot by Titchy. No good. Rebound. And putting it up and down is Kunitz. Kunitz with a three-point play opportunity. Foul's going to go on Buss. Zach Bussard whistled for his third. And this one not over. 70-63 pending a free throw. Kunitz will shoot. Buss checks out. Franken checks in. 31.4 seconds remaining. Free throw is up and through. So Kunitz with the old-fashioned three-point play. Pass over the top to Chandler. Chandler across the timeline. And Brunsting tries to pass out of the trap and gets fouled. 23.9 seconds remaining. And that foul is charged to Burton, his third. Brunsting will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. Can make it a three-possession ball game. First one is up and down. Brunsting 5 for 5 today. 15 of 21 this season now. Misses that one. So Dort College leading 71-64. A three-possession lead. Viterbo has timeouts remaining if they can make a basket. Pass out front, Fredrickson. Fredrickson with the left hand. Makes the shot. 71-66, and Viterbo not going to use their timeouts. Commit a foul. And Dort College will walk the other way and shoot free throws. Alec Henriksen to shoot two. I'm a little surprised here that you don't use your timeouts. 5-point difference. Henriksen can all but end it here with a pair of makes. First one is good. Henriksen now with 13. Eight in the first half. Three threes. Another free throw on the way is up and good. So Alec with 14. And the defenders are going to win this one. Going to improve to 11-5. And they will play a very good Friends team tomorrow, featuring the leading scorer in the country. That game will be at 2 o'clock. Women's game gets started at noon tomorrow against Trinity Christian. 7 seconds remaining. Viterbo across the half-court stripe. Schrokenthaler, I beg your pardon, that is Titchy. Titchy with the three. 73-69. Dort College with a four-point win as Titchy hits the meaningless three at the end of regulation. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88-5. Dort College, non-conference win. They improved to 11-5. Viterbo falls to 8-6. Let's take a break and be back with a recap of today's men's college basketball game, the Wireless World postgame wrap, in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. The Dort College defenders victorious today over Viterbo. Final score, 73-69. And I haven't seen a box score up here, Coach, but here it is online. And I'll start off by saying, just felt like hard work today.
Yeah, it did. I mean, we just didn't shoot the basketball very well. I mean, that's just, we're kind of like that once in a while. And just didn't work out. So I thought we actually didn't play that bad. We just didn't make a few shots. Yeah, it was work. I think it's going to be like that all year.
When you don't shoot it well, what do you have to do well to keep yourself in a game? Or Viterbo, for the first half, really, it felt like they got the game going to their pace and their liking. What do you have to do well when you're not making shots?
Well, we got to get a few offensive rebounds. You got to take care of the basketball, which I thought we did. We, you know, got to make a few free throws along the way, which we did. You know, 19 for 22. It's a good night from the foul line. And you know, defensively, I thought we played pretty well. I guess they shot 45% for the field, but we kept them off the glass, and you know, 12-0 boards to 5-0 boards. That's just who we are. Sometimes our games are just a touch ugly when we play. And but I thought Buss really had a nice game today, and both of our post players did. Josh Lingen did too. And, you know, we just made just enough shots to get her done.
Alec Henriksen hit a big three in the second half, I thought, and he made some shots in the first half when it was difficult to get some offense.
Yeah, he did a good job tonight. I thought he had a good game. Jesse did too down the stretch, made a couple of nice plays to keep stretching that lead. And you know, Chad, I thought Chad Barkman had a really good game. I mean, when you take a look at that, he's guarding their best player, Jason Tichy. And, you know, he made a couple of threes late in the game, and he had 17 points. But, man, his first 10 points, you really had to work hard for him.
He ends up going 7 of 17. And as you said, Chad Barkema can be credited with limiting him. Back to Jesse Jansma, I made the comment, the shots were not falling for him, but yet in the last 3 or 4 minutes, he doesn't shy away from that big moment and taking the tough shot.
No, he loves the big moment, and he definitely does. And he was great with that today. I knew when he made that little fader in the lane to put it up three with about 3.5 minutes left, I knew he probably had one more in him. And you know, Chad Barkema hit him with a down there on the baseline. It made a nice three, put us up four, and then we got about 3 or 4 stops in a row, and that was the game.
Sounds like friends might be a handful tomorrow.
Oh, they're really good, yeah. We have our hands full tomorrow, I promise you that. So it'll be a good, great game.
Celebrate this or enjoy this one for a little while, Coach, and get your scouting done, and we'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
That's Brian Van Haften talking about today's contest, the Dort College Defenders. You can have that if you want. The Dort College Defenders, 23 of 67 from the floor tonight, 34%, 8 of 28 on threes, 28.6%. 4 for 14 in the first half, 4 for 14 in the second half. How's that for symmetry? 86% from the free throw line, 19 of 22. They were 4 of 5 in the first half, 15 of 17 in the second half. Viterbo, 27 of 60, 45%, but they did not get as many shots from the floor. They were 8 of 23 on threes, 35%, 7 of 10 on free throws, 70%. Dort College had a 41-38 rebounding edge, including 12-5 on the offensive rebounds. 12 assists for Viterbo, 15 for the defenders. 10 turnovers by Dort College, 13 by Viterbo. Individually, Dort College was led tonight by Zach Bussard with 16 points and 6 rebounds. 14 points for Alec Henriksen, 14 points for Jesse Jansma, 8 points for Barkema, 8 points for Chandler Brunsting, 5 for Josh Van Langen, 3 for Garrett Frank, and 3 for Cooper Ross, 2 for Ben Gasing, for their total of 73. For Viterbo, they were led by Jason Tichy with 17, but 6 of those came late when the game was basically out of reach. 11 for Robert Kunitz, 10 for Jezriah Burton, 10 for Kate Anderson, 8 for Tyree Young, 4 for Noah Fredrickson, 6 for Jake Schrokenthaler, and 3 for Alex Clement. Rebounds, 6 for Buss, 8 for Josh Van Langen. He really had a pretty solid game all the way around. Made a couple of shots, got 8 rebounds. 8 rebounds for Chad Barkema, 4 rebounds each for Chandler Brunsting and Garrett Franken. 3 assists each for Barkema, Jansma, and Brunsting. 4 Viterbo. 4 rebounds each for Schrokenthaler, Kunitz, Burton, Young, and Anderson. 3 assists each for Tichy and Young. Dort College improves to 11-5. Viterbo falls to 8-6. We'll be back with a final word, including our player of the game, right after this.
Snow removal needs.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5. The Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game. Sioux Center Health, the provider of choice for Dort College Athletics, providing physician athletic training and physical therapy services for Dort athletes. Sioux Center Health committed to delivering an excellent experience to every person at every encounter. Player of the Game. It's a tough one to decide today. But we are going to go with the player that Coach Brian Van Haften talked about, specifically doing the job defensively on Viterbo's best offensive player, Jason Tichy. Limited him to 11 points until the game was basically out of reach, and then he hit two meaningless threes. It's Chad Barkema. Barkema tonight, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, and a steal in 30 minutes of play. Tonight's Sioux Center Health Defender Player of the Game is Chad Barkema. Other considerations, Zach Bussard, obviously 16-6 tonight. Alec Henriksen, 14 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. He put together a strong line. And Jesse Jansma hit a couple of big buckets down the stretch for 14 points and 3 assists. But tonight we go with the overall line and the defensive effort of Chad Barkema. He's turned into the defensive stopper for Dort College here in the first 16 games of the year. He's got 8 points and 7 rebounds this evening, and had a big assist late to give Dort College a cushion. So that's going to do it for our broadcast. Dort College gets a sweep. They'll be back at it tomorrow. Defender women were 80-57 winners over Dakota State earlier today, and the men follow up with a 73-69 victory over Viterbo. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at noon. Women's basketball, Dort versus Trinity Christian, followed at 2 o'clock, by Dort College versus Friends in men's basketball play. That's going to do it for KDCR Sports. I'm Mike Piker. Have a good evening. And just as I say that, lose contact, and so we've got to reload some things. And we can remind you the other GPAC games going on tonight, the other games involving GPAC teams at least. Midland versus Bellevue, Concordia versus Arizona Christian, and Friends versus Northwestern. That will be the late game this evening. Northwestern and Trinity Christian women's basketball warming up right now for the women's contest set to begin here shortly. Can tell you who makes the broadcast of these games possible. They include Borenson's of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at Borenson's.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City. Their reputation didn't happen by accident. Find new roads at Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. The entire inventory of over 150 new and used vehicles is on the web at HighwayChevrolet.com. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. They're located in Orange City. Also made possible by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint, free dent removal, glass installation and frame repair. A certified PPG shop at 722-2313. By People's Bank, with locations in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, Hayward, and Hinton, and Sioux City. Also Jasper, Minnesota. People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC. By People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance. Located in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Lester, Akron, Sheldon, and Hayward, Iowa, and Jasper, Minnesota. You can call them at their Sioux Center location, 722-0101. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided in Sioux Center and Sheldon. Proactive cares for your physical therapy needs, from aches and pains to post-surgical recovery, as well as sports medicine care for the junior high athlete to weekend warriors. Appointments can be scheduled with one call, 722-1902 in Sioux Center and 324-0110 in Sheldon. Those are the numbers to call to be proactive. Also made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, providing professional parking lot and road pavement maintenance since 1975. You can call Kurt Van Voorst at 712-441-1096 for all your sweeping, striking, crack, sealing, concrete raising, and snow removal needs. And by the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City, we do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good night.